several days after Thanksgiving. I am still deeply thankful. What a beautiful time of year, and isn't it great that we know, as Eric Butterworth says, that the purpose of life is not acquisition, but unfoldment and personal development. That's something I give thanks for every day, that we make these wonderful connections, first deeply within ourselves, where we discover spirit, and remember who we are, and remember that we are indeed recirculating fountains of divine life, and that's something that gives me a lot of joy, something for which I'm deeply grateful. Well, our New York trip, first time we had ever done this for Thanksgiving, was absolutely delightful, but it was far more than the parade and the window decorations. It really was about this development of connection. Today is about a grateful giver and a generous receiver. Now, I'm a grateful giver because I know I'm not giving anything all by myself and it doesn't belong to me anyway. It's mine to use, it's mine to circulate, and I'm grateful for the deep well, the source that provides everything that I ever need. And I like to be a generous receiver, and I learned to do that many years ago. My beloved teacher, Earl Barnum, Bonnie, when I was about 13, I was babysitting for his two children, Bonnie and Larry. And Barney had been gone to a meeting that was supposed to be several hours. In those days, it charged 50 cents an hour, everybody did. Has that changed a little bit over the years? And Barney came home after less than an hour, and his meeting had been canceled. So he said, "I'll take you home now, Maxine," and he gave me a $5 bill. And I said, "Barney, I've only been here an hour." And he looked at me, some of you have heard me tell this story. He looked at me with those steely blue eyes and said, "Maxine, never refuse your good." And that's when I became a generous receiver. Have you ever tried to give someone a compliment and they go, "Oh, this thing, this old thing," or "I like yours too"? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we learned to receive compliments? To take them at that beautiful face value? "Yes, your hair looks fabulous today. Thank you." To become a grateful giver to me means to give from my heart so freely because I know that it all belongs to God and I'm simply an instrument for its circulation. And becoming a generous receiver for me is about opening my heart and knowing how good it feels to you to give to me, just as it does for me to give to you. It's all about the law of circulation. And we get to be the instruments through which every good comes. Prosperity is amazing, and it's in so many different forms. This trip, it was about the people connections. It was about the heart to heart. It was about the soul to soul. We arrived at the parade 3 hours before, 3.5 hours before it began. It was cold. We were mostly prepared for it. What we didn't expect was we got up to like the second row, which is pretty darn close. You have to be there at 6. If we'd been there at 10 to 6, we might have been in the first row. But we saw just fine. But what was so wonderful, the great surprise, was that we were with people from all over the world. And we got to play with them and their kids for 3.5 hours. That was almost as good as the parade itself. Certainly as good. In some ways, maybe better. Because it was about connections. It was about giving and receiving of ourselves. And where we stayed, we met Brazilians, we met Argentinians, we met Spanish, we met Croatian and Serbians. And isn't it interesting? The Croatian man and the Serbian woman were dating. Now that's the way you heal the world, right? Never mind that the countries the people may at one time have been at war with each other. Just let's bring a little love in. That's the answer, right? So it was delightful to be able to experience the joy and the wonder. And we spent a lot of time in Harlem. And we went in a little gift store, and these bracelets were given free with the few little things that we got. It says, "To thine own self be true, love plus peace equals Harlem." So another gift is getting to shift our consciousness about things we may have believed or things that may have concerned us in some way. Everywhere we went, people were sweet, people were charming, people were helpful, people were fun. And that, to me, is incredible prosperity. So giving and receiving includes a deepening of our consciousness, a deepening of our understanding, and an expansion of our awareness of what is possible. You know, you get these wonderful little corners of the world where people simply get to be people. Loving, wonderful people who want to play and have a good time. I feel really prosperous. Really prosperous. And to find new adventures, that's a great thing. But we want to live in the flow of life. It brings peace and it brings power to every thought and every feeling and every action when we're living in this divine flow of God's perfect life. Ernest Holmes says, "We should contact a larger field of faith. This is done by understanding that God is the giver and the sustainer of human life and expression. God is all there is, substance and supply. We must learn to accept this." This is the generous receiver part. "It is God's pleasure to give us the kingdom, and it should be our privilege to accept the gift." You can't have a gift if you don't receive it. And this universe is constantly giving and pouring of its bounty to all. Well, there are people who aren't receiving it yet. What is our job to help this happen in the world? It's to raise the consciousness, to help people understand that nothing is truly withheld. There's enough food in the world for everyone. There's enough good in the world for everyone. There's enough love in the world for everyone. It takes our opening hearts and opening minds to help people understand. You know, it's devastating. It's so painful to read about people in camps who are deprived and having to leave their homes. And we do what we're called to do to help on a physical plane. We must always do that. We're compassionate people. And the more important part is to lift the consciousness. As Ernest Holmes explained when he was asked many years ago, what do you expect religious science of mind, what do you expect it to do for the world? And the response was, it's to lift the collective unconscious. He drew that term from Jung. To lift it. How do we lift it? By understanding it, by connecting more deeply to that divine presence, by sharing with each other with open hearts and open minds, and helping folks understand that there is a power for good in the universe. It is greater than any one of us is alone. And together we can make a powerful difference simply by that understanding. You know that there are many times that people have gone in, meditators, Buddhists, others have gone into very upsetting areas. They went into Watts years ago when riots were going on and sat and meditated and changed the consciousness and brought peace. They went into Belfast when there were horrible things going on in Northern Ireland and simply meditated and brought peace. You see, we can make a difference in consciousness. Why? Because we're all connected. And on that deep level, we are one with one another just as we are one with the divine. And that's the place we do our work in addition to sending the money, in addition to going and cleaning up when we can do that as well. My daughter, the rescuer of animals and people, when she was actively rescuing dogs, they went to Louisiana after Katrina, And they got a big van, she and one or two other gals, and they brought the dogs back that were homeless at that time. And they didn't even smell very good. And they took care of them. And they drove all the way from Louisiana back to Boca Raton, Florida. And some of them were what some people might consider dangerous animals. My daughter did this for such a long time. No animal ever harmed her, ever. I mean, she comes from love. She got back and she called me and she said, Mom, they came and interviewed us. The TVs were there. We got all these like 15 dogs and we're getting ready to take them to vets and get them baths and taken care of and find homes for them. And she said, they're interviewing us. And she said, it was a really good thing it was not smell-o-vision. We do these things when we are able to do those. In the meantime, our prayer is powerful. Our willingness to lift our vision up and beyond what's appearing in the world is dynamic, and it's what we get to do. We contact that larger field of faith, and we truly make a difference. So remembering why we are here informs each personal life decision, and it brings us to higher purposes of expression. Again, the law of circulation, we read in Scripture, freely ye have received, freely give. And Ernest Holmes says it is only as we allow the divine current to flow through us, on and out, that we really express life. The law of giving and receiving is definite. I was reading about a young man. He was a young man when he began this. His name was Scott McCauley. I don't know where he lived, but I do know that his parents were divorcing when he was 24, and it was difficult for him to think about what he was going to do for Thanksgiving, and he didn't want to be pulled between the two of them, and so he put an ad in the newspaper. He's 24 years old. Put an ad in the newspaper for anybody who wanted to come to his house for Thanksgiving, and he cooked. And a few people showed up. And he continued doing this year after year after year. He's still doing it. And he's not 24 anymore. And the last time he did it, which was maybe a year ago, I think, he had to rent a hall at a Baptist church because there were 84 people who came. And he got up at 4 o'clock in the morning to put all the turkeys in the oven and to make dinner. That's an awesome, true story. And it's fun to have an orphan's dinner sometimes. Just have people come. But these were people he didn't even know. And he's made friends with many of these people over the years. There was one instance, one Thanksgiving, where a woman was in a nursing home, and she had Parkinson's, and she never left the nursing home. But when she read about this, she decided she wanted to have a wonderful Thanksgiving day. And she rented an ambulance for $200 or whatever that took her to his house. And she had such a wonderful time that when the ambulance came to pick her up, she didn't want to leave. But she did. She went back. We can be very creative. We can be very inventive in the way that we apply this law of circulation. And opening our hearts to experience the prosperity and the joy of being with other people and inviting them into our lives. We stayed in Harlem for 2 days and then commuted. We were all over the island. But the first night, Wednesday, we were looking on our Happy Cow app for a vegan restaurant and found one like a block away. And so we just walked to it, and you had to get there early because it said, this is a special harvest dinner night where we will be cooking. It was a woman and her son who had owned this and run this for 5 years or so, I think. Sweet, beautiful people. And the way they set it up was, we'll be making a Thanksgiving vegan harvest dinner. And when the food runs out, it's gone. So come early. So we came, and they said, oh, just sit anywhere. And they had a donation box over there somewhere. They didn't bring a bill or anything. It's like the suggested donation was $15, and then they had a tip jar. And if you didn't have any money at all, you could still come in and eat. And the food was fabulous. And of course, we gave more than that. And I had my picture taken with Chef B, Chef Brenda, and she and her son do a beautiful job there, and they open their hearts to create something. And all the money goes to local organizations that help people in Harlem. I mean, there's so many things we can feel good about when we open our hearts and open these two gifts here, these eyes, to see what's going on and what we can do to improve and allow this law of circulation to take place. Perceiving that giving and receiving are one perfect action opens our minds and our hearts to the continuity of this flow of good for all beings. We want to look to see, what? Why am I here? What's my purpose? It's to let God be God in us. Years ago, I realized I'm just here to give God a good time. To have a wonderful feeling of letting that life flow through us and connect with other people and experience the joy of aliveness that comes when we're so thankful for everything in our lives, giving thanks in all things, that we maintain that beautiful sense of the law of circulation moving through us. So why are we here? We lay foundations for buildings we may never inhabit. We light fires at which we may never warm ourselves. We plant shade trees under which we may never sit. We dig wells from which we may never drink. We benefit people we may never know. Our offerings today are blessings for future generations. Isn't it wonderful to know that the good work we do, whatever it may be each day, benefits our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and children that we may not even be connected to, but we're always connected? Doesn't it feel great to know that we can plant a tree? We may never sit under it. Someone else will. This is the law of circulation in action. Now, I always give assignments, you know, in class. She's leaving before I give her one. I don't blame her. I'd like to give you an assignment today, and that is to become a more generous receiver, so that whenever anyone offers you anything, a smile, you receive it. A compliment, you accept it. Just let it sink in. Feel how good it feels to accept that beautiful, beautiful, honest feeling of love that's been given to you. Or if it's here, can you use this? If you can't use it, pass it on. Accept it with gratitude. Pass it on if you can't use it. And then to become a more grateful giver, so that you realize that everything you give belongs to God. Everything that you receive and that you share belongs to the one life, because that's all there is. So as we become more grateful givers, thank you. I'm giving God's bounty, circulating it, recirculating it. And as I receive, I'm very generous in my acceptance of that. Can you imagine this world filled with grateful givers and generous receivers? Could it possibly be the end of war? If we connect with people on this deep, loving level, and we generously give and receive. Oh, by the way, Reverend Mike bought these walking sticks that turn into little seats. It's so cool because standing for 3 hours and then another an hour and a half, it's kind of a long time. And so you just take your walking stick and you sit on it. It makes a little seat about this big. They're taking the horse shows, I hear. And people around us were so fascinated by them that we're sharing their, you sit on it for a while. Oh, cool, this is cool, you know. Okay, and then they give it to somebody else. I love living this life and playing with people. I love especially playing with all of you. You are really fun. I love giving, I love receiving, and I love realizing, and I've shared this with you before, when you put your hands out like this, would you put your hands out like this? Now look around at each other. Could you tell if you're giving or if you're receiving? It's the same motion. It's the law of circulation at work within you and within me, and it's a wonderful thing. So would you say with me, please, I am a recirculating fountain of opulence. I'm a recirculating fountain of opulence. I give and receive with love and gratitude. I align myself with infinite abundance for myself and for the world. And so, my beloveds, beginneth your lesson. Thank you. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community as together we create a world that works for all.